Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Three more teams around the region qualifying for the Girls State Basketball Championships next week with regional final victories last night. One of them is Glenwood. Glenwood wins its first ever trip to the State Girls Basketball Championship Tournament with a 71-46 regional final victory last night over Winterset in a game played here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Also Class 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic will join the Rams at the state tourney as they knocked out Denison 66-61 in another regional final. And Lewis Central coming up short last night in their regional final victory, regional final matchup in Class 4A, as Ankeny grabs the victory with a 57-39 win over the Titans. Those three winners all advance to the girls' tournament, which gets underway next Monday in Des Moines. Last night of boys high school basketball, postseason action in Class 1A. District semifinal heard here on KJAN. It was Exira EHK with a quick start, and they held off Adair Casey 47-36. The Spartans jumped out to a 12-0 lead and only saw Adair Casey scratch back into the ballgame. They led by as many as 17 points a couple of different times, once in the first half at 24-7, but Adair Casey able to narrow that gap to 26-19 at the intermission. In the second half, once again, the Spartans up by 17 points as they went up 40-23, but the Bombers ended up clawing back within six before coming up short 47-36 last night. A couple of 12-0 runs, one to start the game and one to stretch it out again later on in the second half, helped the Spartans to the victory as they got 22 points last night from their 6'6" senior Zach Himmelberg, who Coach Doug Newton says they can do an awful lot with.
And we can use him a lot of different ways, too. You know, that's what we've been doing. Sometimes you put the ball in his hands, and, you know, if they're going to guard him with somebody smaller, you might, you know, pass off and send him to the post. If they guard him with somebody bigger, they're probably not going to be able to handle him out there on the perimeter as, you know, as much as maybe a guard would. So we can use him a lot of different ways. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of – there's a couple of times there where I don't know whether they made great plays or we made mistakes as much as anything, you know, to, on some of the on the ends of some of those runs. You know, I told them there whenever it was, what, 14-2 coming out of the first quarter – yeah, that you know they were right on the edge. You got a chance to push them off, and don't, you know, don't let them back in. It just on mental mistakes, and I wouldn't say, you know, they come out there. The little Wheatley kid, like I said, he's a difference maker. Come out there with his speed, you certainly can't coach that. So,
well, last night it was 18 points from Spencer Rokols and 8 points from Emmett Wheatley off the bench. The sparks for Adair Casey, but just not enough firepower last night as the Bombers fall to 15-8 as their season closes for the Spartans. They move ahead now to 21-1 on the year, and they move into a district final on Thursday night, and they'll play that one. The one team to beat them this year was Cam, and Cam escaped Corning last night at home, 54-53 in the other half of that district bracket. So Cam and Exira EHK will face off on Thursday night in the district final. Those two teams split their regular season meetings. Also last night, in district semifinals in 1A, St. Albert beating East Mills 59-49. Trainer beat Fremont Mills 54-45. It was Nottoway Valley topping Mount Air 72-55. Murray over Lamoni 57-52. Bowyer Valley beat Logan Magnolia 42-39. West Monona over Arweva 58-43. East Green, a winner over Ankeny Christian Academy, 56-49. And Guthrie Center held off Coon Rapids Bayard 54-48. Also in boys class 2A, district finals last night, it was Clarinda advancing with a 65-41 win over Underwood. Kemper Catholic moves on with a 67-59 win over East Sac County. And Des Moines Christian knocks out Panorama 76-46. Those winners all advancing. In men's college hoops last night, Josh Jones hit a jumper with 23 seconds left. Colt Ryan missed just before the buzzer to end his career-best 43-point game, and Creighton came back from a 14-point second-half deficit to beat Evansville 93-92 in overtime in Omaha Tuesday night. The Blue Jays forced overtime on Gregory Ekenik's fourth-chance putback before the clock ran out in regulation. Doug McDermott scored 10 of his 21 points during a 26-12 run that brought the Blue Jays back from a 71-57 deficit. Ryan, who made 9 of 10 shots for the Purple Aces in the second half and finished 15 of 20, had the most points by a Creighton opponent since 1985. On Evansville's final possession, Ryan took the ball to the top of the key and launched a shot that bounced off the front of the rim, then the backboard, and fell away. The Blue Jays improved to 24-5 on the year. They're 13-4 now in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number one rated Kentucky rallied from a 13-point halftime deficit to beat Mississippi State 73-64. The Wildcats improved to 27-1 overall and maintained their perfect record in the Southeastern Conference at 13-0. Also last night, Rodney Magruder scored 24 points and Kansas State upset number three Missouri 78-68. Kendall Marshall had a career-high 22 points and 13 assists, helping number 7 North Carolina beat North Carolina State 86-74. Deshaun Thomas scored 19 points as number 8 Ohio State rolled over Illinois 83-67 to remain in the thick of the Big Ten race. Jordan Theodore scored a career-high 29 points, leading Seton Hall to the signature win it needed for its NCAA tournament resume, a 73-55 victory over number 9 Georgetown. Trey Burke, Zach Novak, and Stu Douglas hit three-pointers to start overtime Tuesday night as number 11 Michigan beat Northwestern 67-55. Kenny Boynton was part of a hot shooting night for the number 12 Florida squad, scoring 20 points as the Gators overcame 18 turnovers to beat Auburn 63-47. Colorado State upset the 18th-ranked New Mexico Lobos 71-63. And also it was number 25 Virginia hanging on to beat Virginia Tech 61-59. Iowa State goes for its first 20-win season in 8 years when it hosts woeful Texas Tech tonight. The Red Raiders are just 1-13 in the Big 12. The Cyclones haven't won 20 games in the regular season since the 2000-2001 season. The Red Raiders are 1-9 on the road under first-year coach Billy Gillespie. Tip time at Hilton Coliseum tonight, set for 8 o'clock. The UNI Panthers will look to avenge one of their toughest losses of the season tonight as they host Bradley in their final regular season game at the McLeod Center. UNI let a 16-point second-half lead slip away in their first meeting with the Braves, a 78-67 loss back on January 15th. A big part of the Bradley comeback that night was their switch to a zone defense, something that UNI coach Ben Jacobson says the Panthers have seen a lot of since that ball game. The Panthers have just one senior this year, and Jacobson is encouraging Panther fans to come out to honor Johnny Moran as he plays his final game at the McLeod Center. In fact, UNI's ticket office is offering four packs of tickets for tonight's game for $13. Moran wears number 13. In women's college hoops, Iowa State struggled from the field and at the line, but they prevailed in overtime against a gritty Missouri squad Tuesday for a 66-59 win in Hilton Coliseum. That win moves the Cyclone women to 8-7 in the Big 12 Conference and 17-9 overall. The Cyclones got a huge three-pointer from Hallie Christofferson with 2:32 to go in overtime, and they held Missouri without a basket in the extra period until the game's final seconds. Chelsea Poppins led the Cyclones with 25 points and 16 rebounds in 33 minutes of action. That's her 13th double-double of the season. Poppins attempted a school record 24 free throws, connecting on 15 of them. The Cyclones might have put the game out of reach earlier, but they were inconsistent at the free throw line, hitting on 25 of their 39 attempts. Christofferson finished with 13 points and also had 6 rebounds. That's the 6th win in the last 7 league games for the Cyclones. Iowa State will play at Oklahoma State on Saturday night. In the NBA last night, it was Cleveland over Detroit 101-100. Indiana in overtime outscored New Orleans 117-108. Miami a 120-108 winner over Sacramento. Memphis got by Philadelphia 89-76. And Portland pounded San Antonio 137-97. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey in overtime, a 4-3 winner over Toronto. Buffalo beat the New York Islanders 2-1. Pittsburgh 2-0 over the New York Rangers. Philadelphia in overtime, a 5-4 winner over Winnipeg. Columbus outskated San Jose 6-3. Tampa Bay edged Anaheim 3-2. Dallas shut out Montreal 3-0. Nashville over Vancouver 3-1. Chicago edged Detroit 2-1. Edmonton over Calgary 6-1. And Phoenix needed 2 overtimes to beat Los Angeles 5-4. The conference commissioners who run the BCS are determined to have the championship game played earlier in January and to stop playing major bowls in the middle of the week after New Year's Day. The 11 conference commissioners and Notre Dame's athletic director met Tuesday in Dallas along with BCS executive director Bill Hancock to continue discussing changes to college football's postseason. In NFL news, defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins has agreed to restructure his contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. Jenkins signed a $25 million five-year deal last offseason and had 5.5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, and 61 total tackles in his first season with the team. Jenkins spent his first 7 seasons with Green Bay. The Buffalo Bills announced that their preseason game, scheduled for Toronto, will instead be played at their home stadium in Orchard Park due to unspecified scheduling conflicts at Rogers Center. The Bills will still play their annual regular season game north of the border. The Minnesota Vikings say the organization has reached a tentative deal with the University of Minnesota on how much the team will pay to use the school's football stadium while their new home is being built. A Viking spokesman won't name a dollar amount, but says the agreement in principle would add about 3,000 temporary end zone seats to the 50,000-seat facility. He says other details need to be resolved before both parties sign off on that deal. Brady Quinn is apologizing to Tim Tebow for unflattering comments that Quinn made about the Denver Broncos starting quarterback in a GQ article. The article on Tebow Mania was written by Michael Silver, entitled The Year of Magical Stinking, An Oral History of Tebow Time. In it, Quinn was quoted as saying, "We've had a lot of, I guess, luck," to put it simply. He also said he felt the fans had a lot to do with Tebow leapfrogging him on the depth chart and supplanting Kyle Orton as the starter after a 1-4 start. Quinn took to Twitter after the article's release Tuesday, saying the comments attributed to him did not reflect his opinion of Tebow. In Major League Baseball news, Yu Darvish has arrived at the Texas Rangers spring training complex. Darvish got to camp in Surprise, Arizona Tuesday, the day before the reporting date for Texas pitchers and catchers. The American League champion Rangers committed more than $107 million to acquire Japan's top pitcher. The 25-year-old Darvish got a six-year contract guaranteeing him $56 million, and Texas had to pay a record $51.7 million posting bid to his former Japanese team. The first official workout is Thursday, and the Rangers say Darvish isn't expected to talk to reporters until then. He didn't talk to the media when walking from the parking lot to the clubhouse on Tuesday. Rangers manager Ron Washington says Darvish threw about 35 pitches Tuesday. A two-time Pacific Coast Pacific League MVP, he had a 93-38 record with a 199 earned run average in 167 games over the past 7 years. Elsewhere in training camp news, Atlanta Braves pitcher Tommy Hansen has been diagnosed with a mild concussion after wrecking his vehicle Monday on the way to spring training. Manager Freddy Gonzalez says Hansen will miss the first 2 days of spring training and then gradually work his way back into a normal routine. If there are no setbacks, he should be back at full strength within a week. Raul Ibanez and the Yankees have finalized a $1.1 million one-year contract that includes $2.9 million in performance bonuses. The 39-year-old outfielder is expected to become New York's main designated hitter against right-handed starters. The Yanks reached a preliminary agreement on a $900,000 one-year contract with backup infielder Eric Chavez. He hit .263 with two homers and 26 knocked in last year for New York. Veteran infielder Christian Guzman has taken a physical for the Indians and says he'll likely sign a minor league contract with Cleveland today. The 33-year-old switch hitter sat out last season with a shoulder injury. Seattle skipper Eric Wedge says he's dropping Ichiro Suzuki from first to third in the Mariners' batting order. The veteran outfielder failed to reach the 300 mark for the first time in his U.S. Major League career last year. Retired big league manager Tony La Russa says he's talked to Commissioner Bud Selig about working for Major League Baseball in some capacity. La Russa was vague when talking about what he might do for the Major League Baseball officials, but said he would not be taking Joe Torre's old job as the executive vice president of baseball operations. And the Cubs and the Red Sox have finally agreed on a deal that settles their dispute over what Boston should apparently get after Theo Epstein left for Chicago. The Cubs are sending right-handed reliever Chris Carpenter and a player to be named to the Red Sox for a player to be named. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.